All right, everybody, welcome back to
the greatest podcast ever. So we are your hosts, D-Train,
Christopher Lloyd.
You gotta listen to one or two.
It was just classic.
I shit my pants.
Real nice, thick, gray.
Dark, the way I like it.
Is your ass hurt the next day?
Fuck no, man. My ass is made of fucking steel. Steel.
I'm ready.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the greatest podcast ever from a Chevy Cobalt. It is The Pillage. We are your hosts, D-Train and Christopher Lloyd.
Lloyd-Train.
We are back after a week hiatus. Sorry, everybody. That was my fault. But we're back now.
And we got
to our weekly schedule.
It's not even hot.
It's not hot. Oh, you want that off? It's not hot. That's cold. Derek wants the cool air off.
Well, you know,
and this guy's in like a sweater and some pants. I'm like on fire.
This is my let's not
I'm
get
fucking
pulled over.
On fire here. And
Streetwalker.
Oh shit.
Oh,
I think she's a hooker. Psych. She's definitely a tennis player. She looked like Serena Williams. You know who that is? Serena
yes.
Williams? You think she would have sex with you?
No.
Would you have sex with her?
I think she would have, like, it would be her having sex with me if the two of us were to have sex.
Right.
Because she's probably stronger than me.
Of course.
Isn't her legs, like, huge and, like, isn't she manly? Like, real manly?
Yeah, she's pretty manly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so if you don't know what she looks like, I can't really ask you if you'd bang her. She does have big legs.
That's what I mean. I'm not into that, man.
No big legs?
No big legs for old D Diddle.
She's super rich, though.
She's
like the greatest woman tennis player ever.
That's plus.
So she's like, yo, you just have to sleep with me once a month and you have all this money.
She just went up a notch. That puts her at notch one.
Oh, shit. What if you just close your eyes?
She'd manhandle me, man.
No, she's like, everybody thinks she's a super manhandling person. But
she's
because
a kitten.
Deep down, she's like the ladiest lady ever.
Well, then she'd have to woo me with her charm.
Yeah?
Which could happen, man.
You think?
Yeah.
She just like comes into your work one day and she's like, hi, Derek. She knows your name.
She's like,
you want to go out on a date with me?
Want me to swat your balls around like you're a tennis dude?
A tennis dude?
Tennis ball nuts?
Swat your balls around like west, tennis balls? Is that what you're gonna have? Yeah, west.
No, east!
West.
Don't fuck with me. Don't do it to yourself, man.
Word on the street is there's a car rolled over on the 404 up in Newmarket. Like, just right at Newmarket. Like, the exit before we get off.
It
so we're taking
happened.
The other way.
Yeah.
Happened like 20 minutes ago.
We've only had to... This will be the third time in all the times we've been doing this that we've ever had to do. And I don't think I've ever done it without you in the car. It's usually
right.
with you.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not bad to have to do this once every couple...
No, I don't
half
care.
Half a year.
I mean, we get home at the same time anyway, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless traffic's like this.
Yeah.
Then we're in trouble.
Oh.
Derek fucked up, man. That's why I left it on you.
Gotta do your due diligence,
that's why I
man.
Left it on you, man. Now it's all fucked up.
You look at this way.
I'm gonna get home at like 9 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
Worst birthday ever.
I hope it's not your birthday. I feel almost bad.
Yeah, right.
I really have no idea when your birthday is.
Yeah. It's today.
Oh, fuck.
I know.
Handy? You want a handy?
A handy? A handy while we drive.
Yeah, I got a free handy.
Yeah? What do you think this license plate means? Jacker Shinna? Shinna.
I was
definitely
never
writing.
Good at that.
Yeah, me either. It's definitely a writing, though. It's like Jack Arshaw.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Did you ever watch that TV show?
Jack of All Trades?
No, that was the game show. It was an actual like game show, like The Price is Right, only they would put up these
license plates?
Yeah, these license plates.
Wow.
With different abbreviations, and you had to like say what it meant.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah,
it
I never
lasted
knew this
seasons.
Game. Really?
Yeah.
On the Game Show Network or something?
Yeah, but it was back in the day, like I was like 12 watching it.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
So it was a long time ago.
Yeah. I sucked at it, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. Some people were just fucking amazing.
Off the
how
charts.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Like, how did you make that out of that? Like, there's only, you're only allowed a maximum, what is it, 8 or 9? It's 9 or is it 8?
I don't
it's
know.
It's 8. So, I mean, eventually they were running out of shit to do. So it was right. just like wild abbreviations and people right. would still get them.
So people just made them up, like the show that made it up? They yeah, weren't the show real made them license all up. Plates?
Yeah, yeah, no. Right. They would just take any sentence they could and cram it into like 8 letters.
Right.
Like I wanted one that said, tell me if you would get this.
Uh-huh.
A 2, then a C, U, then a 4, then a S, C, O.
Yeah, I don't know.
Too cool for school.
Is that what it is?
What the fuck am I doing?
Too cool for school.
Too cool for school, man.
Right. Yeah, that works, I guess.
Yeah. So that was my plan. Never came to fruition.
Right. And this was an American show?
Probably.
Yeah.
It must have been.
Yeah.
TV. Canada didn't have TV back then.
Yeah, we didn't have good channels.
We had SCTV.
We had YTV.
And people got slimed, and that's how we liked it.
On YTV?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that show called?
You can't say that on television.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Huh.
It was kind of weird. They would always put like someone up against the firing squad and do a little skit and then kill them, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. I just remember they were like, two people would stand, kind of like how Family Feud was. Like, and then the person who got it wrong or something got slimed.
Yeah.
Isn't that what happened? I think. Maybe not.
It was supposed to be like you didn't want it, but then it became like an honor. Like if you were on that show and everything and you didn't get slimed, like what the hell is the point of being
right.
on there?
Unless yeah, you didn't win shit.
Yeah.
Like you didn't win anything good.
You want to get slimed, man.
It was like the arcade one there where they play video games. You know what I'm talking about on YTV?
No.
It was something arcade top 10.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I used to love that show.
But they never explained how anybody won.
No, it was shit.
It was just, oh, this guy wins today, so the person at home is this guy who's the winner. And it's like, how did they win?
Yeah, what did they
do? They never tell you how they won.
Higher point system.
Yeah, maybe that was how they did it. They did classic arcade style.
I probably told you about it. Like, I entered a Mario 3 tournament or something. I entered some kind of video game tournament. And it was like, and it was like a side scroller video game, but they based it on how many points you got. So no one was like trying to get as far as they could without dying. No one was trying to do anything. It just whoever had been at home and found the cheapest way of spawning like stupid right. ass points, like
right.
in the allotted 5 minutes or something.
Right.
So it was like there was no skill at all. It was
yeah.
just whoever found the hack.
Right. That's how it was back then.
Yeah.
Like. It was all about the score.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
win with your highest score, not beating the game or anything.
My cousin got me the DVD Wizard, that video game movie.
Yeah.
Still never unwrapped it and watched
it. You didn't watch it?
No.
It's just, the movie, it was only made as an advertising for Mario 3.
Oh, shit. Try Jesus.
Yeah, right. What does he taste like? I bet you he tastes salty. Damn. Oh. They like hot bitches.
Why should I just try him? Why don't I
taste his butthole?
Well, get the whole thing. I don't want a taste test.
What if Jesus came up to you and he's like, yo, you have to eat my left nut or there's going to be an apocalypse.
Do you get to cook it?
You have to eat it raw. Through his skin, you have to bite it off
oh,
and chew
Lord
it.
Oh, Lord have
mercy. He's like, you got 15 seconds to do it now. And then the ground starts opening. Demons start coming in. And I'm like, I thought you were Jesus.
Why would Jesus like do Jesus?
Yeah, and then he turns into the devil. He's like, I sucked you out.
And if you would have really eaten my testicle then, you would have been damned forever.
Yeah. He's like, I will get you one day, Derek. And he just disappears.
Yeah, because I thwarted him by not eating
by
his
not
testicle.
Eating the testicle.
Yeah, that's right.
Good play.
Yep.
I like your skills.
Oh, yeah.
Not to eat
Jesus'
testicle.
I knew the whole time
testicle.
It was really, you know.
Did you ever do research or read anything about Jesus? Like the real Jesus? And like
no.
all the stuff?
No.
Me either. I just know that, well, I don't actually know, but I heard he actually was like married to some chick and
yeah,
he had a bunch
Mary
of kids
Magdalene.
And shit. That's true, apparently.
Yeah.
Right.
Was oh, he no, even, no, was he was even a really, crucified? He was a magical, like, give me a break.
Right.
If it was real, as a person.
No, I just mean that he was married to his mother or something.
Oh, I don't remember that.
No, I don't know. Whoever Mary Magdalene was.
I thought.
But that's what happened. He had like 20 kids. So somebody, there would be Jesus blood in somebody nowadays.
Yeah, that's the whole thing with, what do you call it?
Demon Knight?
No, the guy with Tom Hanks always doing his nonsense.
Priest?
No, Tom Hanks in his movies.
Oh, I never watch those movies.
The Da Vinci Codes.
Yeah,
that's
I never watch those.
That's pretty much what all that's about.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Did you jerk off to that? I always thought it was weird that Tom Hanks had hair in it. His hair is always weird looking.
It's fake, right?
I don't know. Didn't he have real hair like that at the start? I thought he grew it like that for that movie.
He may have.
You ever see his son in movies?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like him. I don't know what movie I ever saw him in, though.
Wasn't he in Orange County?
Orange County, what's that?
The movie. It had, like, Jack Black in it.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, oh, I have to go to college.
Yeah, okay. Is that him?
I'm pretty sure that's him. Okay. And he was in Dexter, too, I think. He was the bad guy one time. The last season, I think. Maybe second last.
Well, at least he's getting roles.
And he's like, I'm Dexter, too. I want to eat you, Dexter.
Let's have a Dexter off.
They should have just ended that after the first season.
Yeah.
You ever watch that show?
Yeah.
Later. Did you watch all of it?
Way later.
You watched it all?
I know. I stopped.
Did you like it?
Like the last two seasons.
Right. When it got shitty?
I didn't see them, so I couldn't tell you if they got shitty or not.
Right. But it must have not been that good.
It was losing its touch.
If you didn't finish it.
Yeah,
it lost its touch. I didn't finish it either. Same parts.
Yeah. It wasn't a bad show.
Yeah, it was all right. It was weird because, spoiler everybody, him and his sister like want to bang. And it's like, oh, they're not even brother and sister. But she's like, I want to have sex with you, Dexter.
That's
like the last end of it that I remember, yeah.
And did they?
Yeah, they had a kid together.
Shut up.
And it came out as a mongoloid.
No, they weren't related.
Yeah, but it just so happened that the stars aligned for that mongoloid to come out.
Oh, it's just one.
So they were like, maybe we are brother and sister. And then that's how it ended. The end.
Damn. I never knew how it ended. I really still don't.
You don't know how it ends?
No, does he live? Does he die?
No, he has sex with his sister, and that's the end.
Oh, they do it good. Good, then.
I don't know what happens. I think they left it open to, like, he's, like, still alive.
Just in case.
But he's in, like, Africa or some shit.
Killing tribesmen?
Yeah, just eating people and, you know, the things that Dexter did.
Typical tribesmen stuff.
Yeah. Damn, man, this way is mad busy.
I watched The Pick of Destiny the other day.
For the first time ever?
No, like a rewatch.
Right.
And I got, like, I thought it was funny. I got to the point where I just started fast-forwarding the songs.
Really?
Yeah, it was just like,
I thought the songs were the best part of that movie.
Yeah. I don't watch musicals.
Right.
Of any kind. I won't even watch Frozen because of the singing.
Why would you watch Frozen?
Well, everyone watches Frozen.
Do they? Or do they only watch it with children?
Well, yeah, that's why I didn't watch it. Can I come up and watch Frozen?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Frozen, it's an okay movie, I guess.
That's why I like Pixar, man.
Yeah? Pixar is getting weird now, though.
What's the last one they did?
Finding Dory.
Oh, yeah. You have to probably take your little ones to see that.
I already saw it.
And?
I don't know. It's weird.
It's not as good as Finding Nemo?
Yeah, Finding Nemo is definitely better. But, yeah, I mean, it's good. It just, some things were weird. I don't know how to explain it. It's like they tried. There was, like, whiffs. Like, they swung and they whiffed.
Oh, okay.
For some things, in my opinion. And I probably already talked about it on the show, but I always was like, why would they make another one? And the reason they made another one was because Ellen was, like, begging them, make one about Dory for the last, like, 10 years.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so I already hated it for that
of
reason.
Course.
But, I mean, it was pretty good. It was better than I expected. So, it was definitely better than Cars 2. Am I right, people at home listening?
I didn't see either.
You ever go to Home Dabo?
No.
You don't go to Home Dabo?
Never.
Damn, man. You should go to Home Depot sometime.
No. We have a hate relationship.
Really?
I was fired from there.
From Home Depot?
Yes.
So where do you go? Lowe's?
I go to Canadian Tire.
Really?
Yes.
What if you had to buy lumber?
It hasn't come up. I go to Home Depot.
Yeah? You actually worked at Home Depot?
Yeah, that's a real story.
What happened? You were stealing shit?
I will make
you
this as short as possible.
Stole a bunch of shit?
I wanted to be security there. I went to a huge Home Depot job fair. They said, okay. They hired me for security. We all got sat around. Or that's what they told me anyway. There was 8 of us in the room. They said, okay, you're going to be at lights. You're going to be at plumbing. You're going to be this, that, next. And they look at me and they go, you're going to be the guy who collects carts. And I was like, what? That's not what you told me. So while I was there, just listening, because I knew I probably wasn't going to do it anyway, so I was just sitting there listening. They handed you a little red razor, or a little orange razor knife, because I guess you always have to open boxes and shit for people while you're there.
Right.
And it was bright orange. Well, if I opened up the X-Acto knife thing and found there was other razors in it, so I took one out, and the whole time that I was talking, I just shaved all the orange off of the knife. So it was a nice chrome knife. And then the guy,
you got in trouble for
yeah, that. The guy's like, "That's company property, and you've ruined right. it. You're not even out of training yet." It was the first day of training.
Of course. Why would you do that?
Because I wasn't. Because you weren't going to start. I wasn't going to be the cart guy.
Right.
Not what I signed up.
Did you think? Were you like, "Oh fuck this job, I'm going to do that"? Or
no, I was just like, "I'll just stick around because I need the money."
Thing. Right.
So I was like, "I'll just fuck around while I'm here," but that right. didn't even last the first day of training.
They were damn like, man, I ain't never going to hire your ass.
Yeah, I'm the best employee ever was.
Yeah, ever was.
Just not at Home Depot or McDonald's.
So he fired you on the spot. He's like, get out of here.
No, actually.
He's like, buy me a new knife.
That was like one of the straws, but the one that broke the camel's back was the next day.
Fucked his daughter?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Keep going.
No, I don't know. I tried to go in. It was daylight savings or something, or it was, you had to.
And you came in late?
Yeah.
You fucking.
I tried to come in half an hour early.
And you hate them for that reason.
Yeah. Because and he's like. Did. He's like, you come in, and I was just like, for fuck's sakes, man. And I was right. like, come on. But right. anyway, I went, well, so that sucked.
Yeah, yeah, you can't really hate them for that, though.
I didn't even know what was happening, either. They're like, hey, man, come into this room for a second. They're like, right. can I sign this and that? I thought it was still part of the hiring process.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, you just got fired. I was like, oh.
Cool.
Okay, I should have read
that. Is that the only place you've been fired?
Yeah.
Wow. What did that make you feel like?
I was just like, okay.
Yeah? You weren't actually sad or anything inside?
No, I wasn't going to be the cart guy.
No, I just mean to actually get fired.
Yeah, it didn't feel good, obviously. I was like 18 or something.
Right.
Didn't feel good.
No. When, how long was it before you got another job?
Instant. I just was the type of guy to really take any job, so it wasn't long. Yeah. I sold luggage, I think, after that.
Oh, that's when you went to the luggage store?
Yeah. But I probably did lots of those temp jobs in between.
What was the luggage place you worked at?
Samsonite.
Samsonite.
Swanson?
Yeah.
Mary?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Samsonite.
That joke had its own little personal touch for me when I watched Dumb and Dumb.
Right. Because you actually sold shit. No, that was before. That movie came out before you
yeah,
sold
way
shit.
Before. So
yeah,
it was like
94.
Yeah. Anyway.
So did you ever get fired? That's why. No.
Never?
No.
You want to know what the craziest shit is? When you were going, like, when I was young and going to school and stuff, they said on, like, on the police tests and stuff, when I wanted to do that, they were like, you have to say if you ever got fired and stuff.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's not going to be good if that ever comes up. Luckily, right. I never applied, though. So.
Oh, you had to say if you got fired.
They yeah, would know. Yeah, that's like a big thing.
How would they know if you got fired? It goes it's, on a it's, permanent yeah, record like, or something?
Yeah, permanent record, man.
If you it's got
like,
fired?
This stuff I had to sign was like this, like, serious pink paper, like a pink slip, I guess.
Right.
Like, and that goes on your...
what record? Like,
I don't know.
How could I Google myself to see my working...
Oh, jeez. I wish I knew what it was called, but they're like, yeah, this is forever.
So if people worked at, like, a government building would have access to that?
I don't know. I don't even know what it's called, but I'm sure someone must.
Only if we knew people who worked at government buildings. Yeah. We could find out.
We'll have to figure that out.
Yeah. That'd be strange. It'd be cool to see, like, if you had, like, a best friend that was a cop. And be like, what does the mind say? Yeah, they'd never be able to show you.
The weirdest thing that ever happened to me in my life with cops is I was always changing my cell phone numbers around. So, like, no one had it at all. And I've never gotten in trouble, so I wasn't on any records or nothing. And I went into a carpooling thing, and I got out of my car and into another car and left my car running. And right. I had a bit of gas, so I was like, fuck it, I'll just bounce, it'll run out of gas, and I'll sort it out, because I was new on a job and I couldn't be late.
Right.
So they're like, so like literally like an hour later, I get a call on my cell phone from the police. And they're like, hey, did someone steal your car? I'm like, no, why? They're like, oh, it's running in this parking lot. And then they're like, oh, do you still work at Von Mills Mall? I was like, no.
Wow.
Like, so they had my cell. They knew I was working at, like, how did they fucking know this?
Yeah, that's weird.
How did they know that? How did they have my cell?
On everybody.
They must.
And not to spy on people, just for situations like that.
Yeah.
That's the government's reasoning in those documentaries.
So
when you
crazy,
watch.
Man.
Yeah, that's weird, man.
Like, I can get, okay, you can type me in and maybe it says where I work or whatever, but how did you get that phone number?
Right. Well, you would have to be registered with the cell phone company, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So they probably have access to that shit.
Yeah, they probably have. Okay, they did my plate, found out the owner. contacted the thing. I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, they could probably find it pretty fast. Yeah. It seems like a lot of work to do. I guess maybe if your car's stolen or...
Man, nothing's safe, man. They know your shit.
Yeah, they know. There's that photo going around right now of Zuckerberg. He was sitting at his like personal laptop and it was taped.
Nice.
The camera.
Yeah. It's so something in the like, audio thing too.
Yeah. So.
If he's doing it, come on.
That's what everybody's saying, right?
Yeah.
If he's doing it, it must mean it's real.
Why would he do that?
He probably doesn't want people to jerk off, see him jerking off.
Yeah, that's true.
When he's jerking off to his non-Asian wife.
I just take some of the tissue and wet it and stick it to the camera.
I don't even care.
No, I don't either. The fuck do I care?
Like, whatever.
Could be anyone's penis.
Yeah. Could be anybody's face. I could be just watching something.
Yeah.
Like, right at the end when he's about to climax, he closes his eyes. No.
Now we know his
yeah,
secrets.
We know. We know the climax face. The climax face.
I give the cops a monthly report on you, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I write it all down.
That's good.
Yeah.
And?
They know everything. Man.
Yeah?
You're fucked.
Good stuff, bad
no,
stuff.
You're in big trouble,
it's always man. Bad stuff. That's okay.
Peter I know. Jackson in here, look at it.
I know.
How did we fuck that up?
I know. Man. I told you to go the other way.
No, you didn't. You let. Don't put that on me, Ricky
I put
Bobby.
It on you. I put it on you, man. Pick your way.
You have chosen poorly.
Yeah.
What is that sad. From, that meme?
You have chosen poorly?
Yeah, it's like a guy almost like...
That's Indiana Jones and the Jesus one. God, what was it? The Last Crusade.
Okay, that's
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. When they take... The final test is to choose the chalice of Jesus, which one he actually used, and drink from it. And if you choose wrong, you melt and die.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so a guy chooses wrong.
And he dies?
Yeah, he melts.
And that guy says to him, when he's dying, you have chosen poorly.
Yeah.
Is that how it goes?
Well, he says it after the guy's dead.
Oh, so for no reason.
Well, Indiana Jones is standing there, and there's other people standing there. So it's their turn to try.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but does he switch them, or now that person has a better percentage of picking the right one?
Well, you don't remember that movie?
I've never seen it.
It was like a room full of, like, hundreds of cups.
Oh.
And he had to choose the right one.
Are they all filled? Or you had to
No,
then
you had
scoop
to go.
Something?
You had to go scoop water out of the fountain.
Oh, my God, man.
It was protected by some knight. But, spoiler, everybody, for a 1990 movie... Maybe it was in the 80s still. I think it was 90s. Indiana Jones chooses correctly.
How? Because he knows?
Yeah, all the cups were... They would have jewels on them, or they were gold or something. But then there was one that was wooden. And he's like, this is surely the cup of a carpenter? Because all the other ones were, like, fancy.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good point, man.
Yeah.
And Jesus wouldn't want no gems. They was, like, poor and give them
Yeah, only
away.
At church.
Yeah.
Like, church has those gem cups that they drink from.
Yeah. Oh, well, now I know if I'm ever in that situation.
Yeah. But we just talked about Jesus being not even real.
Right, right.
He was just some homeless guy trying to get money to live on his cross.
That's it.
He was like the first Ku Klux Klan.
He's just trying to keep it real,
on the cross.
Man.
Yeah, right.
They made a Jesus out of him.
He actually just got busted stealing.
Yeah.
So that's what happened, and then his other thief buddies wrote the Bible about him. He was actually the greatest man ever, son of Jesus.
Now worship me.
Yes, I
give
am.
Give me all your money.
He gave me the ability to be the new son of Jesus.
I shall write this book.
Yes.
Why did those people get to write the Bible?
Because they were the followers of Jesus. You know what I'm saying, Dom?
Did he tell them what
it's
to
like
write?
If you were a god, and I got to hang out with you
oh,
all the time.
Oh, nice.
And then you die, and you're resurrected and come back, and it's like, I gotta write this down
okay.
as records.
I'm
but of course it wasn't
I
in
die.
English. Right. What about the Dead Sea Scrolls? You ever read those things?
No. Can't say I have.
Yeah. You ever want to go underwater and like hang out in there? Like super deep? Like go into like the Titanic or something with one of those cool machines.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Like, look at this, man. Somebody died here. And then there was like a little sperm on there, and you're like, whoa, that guy's sperm got fermented.
And it's chalice. And now this chick's vagina stinks because it's all up in there.
Well, you grab it and you bring it home and you stick it in your wife's vagina. She gets pregnant and you have
Jesus' kid?
The craziest son ever.
Who is a Titanic baby?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What kind of craziness would that be?
Leonardo DiCaprio, man.
You ever watch that movie?
Yes.
Like, recently? Like, after all the hype happened?
Yeah,
and shit?
Yeah.
It's not that good.
No, it really isn't.
And you, same with Avatar. That's not a very good movie either.
No, it doesn't seem like it would be.
It was cool. It was like groundbreaking, the effects that they did. And I remember watching it in IMAX and I was like, this is sweet.
Nice.
But then I watched it again, not too long ago. I was like, this movie sucks balls. No wonder it didn't win Academy Awards.
No test of time, man.
Yeah, not like Terminator,
too. Have the biggest field parties in there.
Really?
Yep.
Looks dangerous. Cops ever come and arrest you?
Yep.
And you're like, that's why you couldn't become a cop.
I ran away.
You got away.
Although
you're fast.
They did handcuff one of us to a tree, one of our buddies, and they spent the entire time calling him Tree Boy. So for the rest of our friendship, we called him Tree Boy.
Tree Boy. That's not very nice of these police officers.
No.
Did they find drugs on him?
No, but I ran so fast I left my bong behind and I never got that back.
A delicious bong, like a big bong or just like a little
pipe? I made it myself.
Man. Yeah? Out of wood?
I had a pog container that was like as long as I was almost.
Right.
And I like bought a pipe from the store and it had a skull head that you put your shit in. I cut that off and fashioned it to like an antenna thing. So that would be like the thing. I made the coolest bong ever. And I used it one time and left it there. I ran
because
away.
Because the cops came after you.
So that Damn. Sucked.
You should make another one.
I don't think I've ever put that much effort into anything in my life.
Really? You should make another one.
Yeah, I should.
Keep it in your house and be like, this is in memory of Skull Pog Boy.
He said that he did see them putting it...
in the back of their car?
Yeah, and I thought to my... I honestly contemplated like I know when I couldn't have, but like...
Asking
like going there and asking for it back.
Right.
But...
That would have worked out great for you.
No, I know. So...
They'd probably laugh at you.
Oh yeah, they'd be like, sure, come on in.
Did you ever think about drinking bong water?
Never.
Wow. I wonder what would happen.
You've tricked someone. I tricked a Cambodian guy that came to our school on like an exchange program. I tricked him into drinking it.
Right.
And he threw up.
And you said you weren't a bully.
No, he's our friend.
And you said you weren't a bully.
He was our friend.
Right.
You do that to friends.
Do you?
That's
bong
what
water?
Friends do.
Old nasty water that's been out. Full of
it took
THC.
Like five of us to convince him that that would be what would get him the highest.
Oh, it'd get him high.
Like this guy was like a total bookworm, like real smart guy, and they got him to smoke weed, and he became a total pothead. Like he loved it. It was like he found his thing.
Right. Yeah. Was he still productive, or did he just turn into a slob?
He's okay. I don't know. He was kind of socially awkward and stuff, but we still were his friends. So
yeah. They, you ever see people that try weed and then just turn into nothing?
What, like losers?
Yeah. Like, if you want to smoke a lot of weed, you should make a rule where it's, if you smoke weed, you got to be productive as well.
All right.
For half of it.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, that makes sense, man.
Because some people just smoke weed and just zone out.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then they smoke weed all the time.
So they're just zoned out.
So they're
out.
Always zoned out.
Yeah.
Somebody at my work for the longest time was smoking weed.
And what happened?
Well, whoever it was heard me talking. Because I was like, man, I would ask people, I'm like, man, are you smoking weed? Like, I would ask the guy, like, on the other side of the room.
Oh, yeah,
Like, I'd be from my desk to him, so people would hear me. Be like, because I can smell weed.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, I could smell weed, too. I thought it was you. It's like, shut up,
you
bitch.
You baited them out.
So whoever it was stopped.
Because of you. You ruined their flex.
Well, fuck, man. You can't be getting... If you want to get high, you can't be coming back stinking.
Yeah, true. Sort your life out.
So I'm trying to help them out, but not get in trouble.
I'll never know what people do to reek like some of them fucking do of pot.
Right.
Like, some come in and they just stink.
Yeah.
It's like, what did you do? Roll around in it?
Yeah. They got that real good kush.
I guess.
Get right fucked up.
That kush.
They say it's going to be legal in a year now, eh?
Oh, it should
2017.
No way.
Yeah.
When'd you hear that?
I don't know. I've been following it.
And checking it out?
Yeah.
That's cool. What do they say? Like,
it's going to be really hard. You can only have a little bit at a time. Like, there's like a rule. Like, if you get caught with like so much, you'll get in trouble.
What's the point
of that? And it's going to be really expensive, I think.
Okay. Well, then people just grow it themselves.
No, you can't. You can't do that shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah. For at least the start of it.
Yeah, it'll, like you can make your own beer and shit.
Right.
But you can't distill your own liquor.
Yeah, but how much cheaper is it to make your own beer compared to buying it?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think it would just make sense to make wine if you're going to make anything.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, the beer usually tastes like shit.
Yeah.
But
true.
The wine, like, if you like wine, you'll probably like most wine.
Really?
I hate all wine, so we're
really... My mom used to make it, and it was fucking nasty wine.
But you like wine?
Yeah, I'll drink red wine. Or white, I like
wine. But that
wine,
wasn't
yeah.
very good?
No, not that I remember.
Okay, well, maybe it isn't better to do that.
But, again, I think I was young, and I didn't drink, like, a lot of it. It was like, I would have a sip, so it was before I was even drinking, like, 14 or whatever.
What did you need back you then? Know. Do you remember those times when you only needed like 2 beers to get drunk?
Of course, yeah. No, it wasn't that time. It might even have been younger. Like, you know, if they have a glass, you're like, oh, can I try your beer or can I try your wine?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, sure, go ahead.
Why did she stop? That sounds like a good situation your mom had going.
I think it just took so long to make. You had to let it in the little fucking distillery thing, take up a whole fucking floor. I don't know if it took up a floor. It definitely took up a whole space.
It stinks, too. I would do it, but it stinks the whole house up.
Yeah.
And the fermentation really starts to stink.
Why don't you do it in the summertime and do it in the tent? Ye old tent.
It's too hot.
Too hot for it.
Yeah.
It's gotta be like potatoes.
It's gotta be perfect.
It's gotta be potatoes.
I didn't know Wonderland was open.
It's like summertime.
Yeah, I didn't even thought of it. For me, I always think of it as like a weekend thing. I forget that, like, you can go there anytime.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's, it opens, like, early. I want to say April.
Go to the haunted thing.
No way. I don't want people running at me.
Yeah, it's true.
Pretending to be Boogeyman.
Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw Man or Witch Face. Or cat person.
Fuck that.
And the rides aren't even open.
Yeah, they are.
Only some of them, I thought.
Have you been on the biggest one?
Of course.
I have not been in quite some years.
The problem with the biggest one is it makes all the other ones shitty.
Yes, it does.
So you have to work your way up to the biggest one. But goddamn, that big one is fucking nuts.
Fucking do it. Are you the type of asshole that waits till you can sit at the front?
The first time I went on it, yeah.
Yeah, yes, you wanted that once.
Yeah, I'll do it once, because there's nothing quite like that feeling.
Being at the front?
It's like the closest you'd get to free-falling from not jumping out of a plane, right?
Would you ever do that?
No. I'm not fucking pussy, man. Heights fuck me up.
Maybe if it's the ones that...
Like the military ones, the ones that you're attached to the plane and it pulls out when you're the certain distance.
Okay.
Are those ones like guaranteed to work?
I don't think anything's a guarantee.
But 97%.
I'd say.
The ones where you have to pull the cable are like, let's say 85%.
Yeah.
Maybe even less.
If it was an 85% chance, no one would skydive.
I think it's like, I would say 90 then.
No.
You don't think so?
I hear
of the one not working and then you having to pull out your backup.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes your backup saves your life. I'm sure that happens a lot more. No one reports that.
Right.
You're probably absolutely right.
So it could be like 85%.
It could be. But I would go tandem with another guy. I think that's the rule. You have to jump with someone first a couple times. And then sometimes when the parachute doesn't open, the other guy doesn't open until he sees you're open. So if you pass out and don't open it, he flies over and saves your life.
Oh, yeah?
Point Break style.
Right.
Only if it's Patrick Swayze, you know.
Right. Is that what happened in that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have like a fight while falling.
Is that what happened?
Keanu.
And then his parachute won't open, so he saves him?
I guess. They're like best friends, and then one becomes bad, and the other one stays good.
One's a cop.
Yeah.
Trying to catch the president thieves.
Okay.
The dead president, or whatever their name is.
I have to rewatch.
Shit, man, I haven't even seen this movie, and I know more than you.
They put that fucking Dread sequel on hold or something. That sucks. That was a great movie.
Right.
Even though it is a sequel. I mean, the next sequel.
Wow, it was like a reboot.
Right, right. What a great movie.
That was a great movie.
Yeah. Have you seen Cloverfield yet?
Yeah, that movie's like a 2000.
No, no. Seven. Like 10. Lane or whatever.
Yeah, I saw it. That's a good movie.
Yeah, I love that one too.
Yeah. That's probably like the only movie that we've both agreed upon.
Oh, yeah, I remember you said that last time too.
Yeah.
I only brought it up because some people at work were like, we just saw it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was well done. John Goodman's the shit, man. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
He Roseanne. Fucking steals, like, everything he acts in. Big Lebowski?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and that's, like, a performance of every person in that fucking movie.
Yeah, true.
And he definitely steals that performance, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he does, man. He's a bastard like that.
Yeah, he's too good, man.
What else is he in?
What other movies? He was in Kevin Smith's Red State, and he fucking steals that show too.
I didn't know. I didn't see that one.
And that had Michael Parks in it too. Michael Parks was the main bad guy in that movie. John Goodman does fucking well. I don't know if he takes it from Parks though. Parks is pretty good.
What's it about anyway?
It's like a fictional tale of the Westboro Baptist Church, and and they actually, instead of the way that they act, the Westboro Baptist Church, if they went on and, like, killed people and, like, purposely looked for teenagers having sex so that they could torture them and kill them.
What the fuck?
It's like a horror movie.
Oh, okay.
So that's what it, yeah, it's like that. So it's basically the Westboro Baptist Church, but not actually killing, like, they weren't actually killing people.
He doesn't get many roles, I guess.
Who, Michael Parks?
No, the other guy.
John Goodman?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does. I'm sure he gets lots of roles. He was in a lot of... He does a lot of voice acting.
Yeah,
I'm man. Sure he's
Monsters
doing...
Monsters, Inc.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an old movie, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say he's probably doing, like, 4 movies a year. 3 or 4 movies.
That's a lot.
One of them maybe voice acting.
Yeah.
He's getting old, though. Like, he was old in that movie.
Yeah.
You could
yeah.
see him. He looked old. Like, you know when you get old, and it's like, you always, like, you can see you're getting older and older, but then there's a certain point where you're that old man now. Like, you look.
Yeah.
Your skin is like
Clint Eastwood style.
Yeah, your skin is, like, droopy.
Yeah.
And it's, like, hanging off your bones a little bit.
He had hangy bone skin?
Yeah.
That sucks.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Like, kind of like your arms.
Yeah, like...
And you're only churdy.
I saw a fucking 16-year-old picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger today.
Uh-huh.
I was like, holy shit, man. At 16, you look fucking bigger than most, like, any man, really.
Right. When he was in the Army? Is that when he won his first amateur event or whatever?
Must have been, man.
Where he snuck away from the Army?
Yeah.
And then he won, and they came back, and they're like, ah, you're not in trouble.
You're a
hero. They started giving him, like, 3 steaks with dinner.
Yeah. Something happened like that with Mr. T, too. Did you ever hear about that?
No.
He had to join the Army, too, and he was fucking around. And as a punishment, they handed him an axe, and they're like, go cut down, those trees until we tell you otherwise. And the guy walked away. When he came back, the guy had felt like the whole forest.
Wow.
And then they were like, yeah, don't ever say that again.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
he cut down like 80 trees or something.
Damn, Mr. T crazy.
Yeah, he was big too.
Did he only get huge because of the A-Team? Like, was he ever in anything else?
No.
Like, before that?
It was because you heard about him bouncing, right? That's how he got his chains.
Right.
So he said, like, he would wear them and like, if someone get in a fight and are lost, did he put them on or if...
Right.
Whatever, and said he dared them to come back and take it.
Yeah, but he wasn't known at all until the A-Team, right?
I don't know.
I think. Does that sound right?
Maybe he was a bodybuilder too, and they just needed a tough guy, so they like had an audition.
We need a tough black guy. Mr. T, you're in. Because he was Mr. T when he was in Rocky III.
Yeah.
Like, he played himself in that movie pretty much, right?
The Mohawk.
He was like, I pity the fool.
Yeah, that's the best, man.
Like, you come at me, Rocky, I'm still hungry. You're old and full. I'm hungry.
Is that
then he knocks him out. Yeah, something like that.
No. T loses?
Rocky loses, yeah. Loses the belt to him.
To the T?
Yeah, to Mr. T.
Oh, I've never seen the Rockies.
No way.
No.
How about Creed? Ever see Creed?
No, none of them, man.
Creed's pretty cool. It's like Rocky, but black.
And
it's
what?
Pretty much Rocky.
He's his mentor.
Rocky.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
He's Mickey. Or Creed. Because Creed becomes his mentor in the Rockies. Rocky 3 and Rocky 4. You must have seen the Russian one where they fight the Russian.
Yeah, that's the only one I've seen a bit of. Like, I don't know. I only seen, like, the montage of, like, that guy training with machines and injections, but Rocky's, like, punching meats and stuff. Like, I saw that little montage.
He doesn't punch meats in that one. Get it right, Derek!
I don't know. What does
he lifts wood.
Oh, he's a wood lifter.
He climbs mountains. And lifts up his friends on wheelbarrows.
Oh, that's how tough he is.
Yeah.
You know about
the Rocky movies. The Rocky movies, this is how it goes. If you train old school way, like raw, then you're going to win. But if you train with all the fancy equipment, you lose.
Yeah, man. Old beats new.
That's what happens in those movies. So anytime Rocky's training with new stuff, he loses. Except the only exception is the first one.
There go your roots.
Yeah. Only the first one. He loses.
You gotta yell Adrian really loud too.
Right.
That's half of it.
Right. And then you gotta fucking have the worst boxing match in history.
Like, he gets his ass
like on TV. Like in movies. No, you watch brutal. If you know anything about fighting, you're like, these guys do not know how to fight.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, the filming's bad too, is it?
No, it's filmed pretty good. Whoa, look, they're all done this, eh?
What
look
is
how much wider it is now.
What is it supposed to be?
Extra wide for people to get in a new market.
Fat people?
Yeah. People that are a little tubby around the belt.
Like,
I didn't say anything. You said it yourself.
I'm an Adonis.
Fuck, okay, so... people listening at home, I'm sitting there waiting for Derek today. And he comes out and he starts talking to me. And then this other person comes out and starts talking to me. And this is it, guys. She goes... How do you get in that car? And I'm like, well, I didn't hear her. I was like, what? She's like, how do you get in there? She's like, I'd be sick just getting in there. She totally started chirping
Shut
you and your car.
Off.
Swear to God.
Oh, that chick?
Yeah. She's like, I can't believe you actually get into that car.
Oh, my God,
man. Just chirping you.
This is a good car.
Yeah.
Half of the shit's yours.
So the people listening at home who don't understand, maybe I'll take a... I'm going
to
take a picture.
You're
one
welcome
of these times,
to do that. You're welcome.
And I'll post it on the Twitter and you guys can see.
You guys would love it, man.
Yeah. Derek gets so sad when I chirp him about his car. But not sad enough for him to clean it.
Yeah. Look how hard
broken. It doesn't bug him enough
to
clean his car.
No. This little section's clean where I sit.
Yeah.
You
like half the time on my side, there's just garbage. Like, I'm surprised that my feet aren't on anything right now.
Crinkle.
Like, this gets clean
for
once
your
in a
audience.
While. Like if you drive somebody,
that's for
not
you.
Your wife.
That's for you.
If it's not your wife or me, and they get in the passenger, you'll clean that area.
Yeah, they knew what they were getting themselves into.
Right. So, yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Well,
she's totally chirping you.
Like, everyone was, like, wanted rides from me, but...
they won't get in once
they
see.
Now I did this. It's like, hey, I'm off the hook, man.
Right. I'll still take them.
Yeah, it was a method to my madness.
Right. That's your plan all along.
Yeah. It works.
Not fuck with people. Not fuck with people to get in your car.
Yeah.
That's good then. So anyways, people want another idea at home about the car because I've spoken about it before.
You didn't get rooked into giving that to, there was a woman outside who wanted a battery boost and she was kind of beating around the bush about it. And you didn't bite.
Nah, I ain't having it.
Or we would have been stuck there longer.
And some guy's trunk was open and he's like talking to me and I couldn't hear anything he was saying.
Yeah, he's trying to thank you for, I told him you were watching it for like a while. And he was trying to thank you, but you were just ignoring him. Being yeah. a real asshole.
Listening to music.
Yeah.
I was listening to music. You're and always then I finally listened and figured out what he was saying. I was like, this person. I was like, I should have stole that guy's Jordans.
What do you got going on in there? A random play mix constantly?
What, in my music?
Yeah.
No.
What?
Most likely a podcast okay. of some sort. Right. Learning stuff. Beating my meat. You know how it is.
Meat beating.
Do you ever just think about going into public places outside and beating off? And see what, like, so you don't get caught, and it's like, if it would turn you on or not?
What, like, the whole...
Like, say you just, like, go behind those trees there. Just start beating it. You know, or...
The thrill of the chase?
Is that what it is?
I don't know. Do you do that?
Look, you're getting antsy. I can see your leg. It's all, like,
moving. Why don't I just beat it off right now? Why do I have to hide?
Right, because it's gross.
Oh. It's your story.
No. My story is you beat off somewhere where nobody sees you, but you're still
but in public.
Yeah, but you're still in public. Where you would just pull it out and start beating it in front of me. Not the same.
Right.
Because I just caught you.
It wouldn't be gross if you didn't finish, though.
Right. It'd
just be kind of like you were scratching your elbow.
Is that how it is?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Derek knows from experience when he was a young lad.
Yeah,
the rules
scratch
of
my
jerking
elbow.
Off in front of his friends.
Yeah.
It's if people you don't come, do you're that. Good.
Yeah, yeah. It's not gay either.
Yeah, it's not gay.
Unless you ejaculate.
But like when everybody would watch porn, all that, it's like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom real quick. I have to poo. Like, okay, buddy. And then everybody takes their turn. Yes, I have to poo next.
Yes, yes. I too have to empty my bowels.
Yeah.
Did you see that we just passed a sign and every word on it was fucking tarnished and horrible? But the word Dutch was repainted perfectly. Did you,
no.
you watch for that?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why? Did it spook you?
Yeah, why was that? Why is that? And I was thinking in my head, it was like, is there like, it's disrespectful to have the word Dutch? Like, it said something about a Dutch settlement, blah, 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 all this stuff, but they fixed the Dutch word, nothing else.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. That's weird.
It's a rule, man.
You have to have Dutch written?
No, like you can't, it'd be like a flag being shitty. It's just disrespectful.
Right.
So someone went there but only fixed the word Dutch.
Ah. Huh. Yeah, that could be. That yeah. could be.
I'm going to say. You ain't Dutch, you ain't much.
Right.
Even though.
You're not Dutch.
No.
You ain't shit.
I ain't much.
There you ain't go. Much, Dutch.
Yeah. Did you ever watch that movie, Dutch?
No.
Had the guy who played Al Bundy.
Right.
Get stuck with a kid and have to look after him for like a weekend. But
really?
They bond and they become
right.
fucking...
And he becomes the father figure
yes,
in the kid's
of
life.
Of course, of course.
Was that called Modern Family?
It's called Dutch.
Oh, right.
Or Hutch.
It was made when 1980? I'm going to say it's Hutch.
Or Glutch.
How about Turner and Hutch?
E-Hutch.
Or no, Hooch.
That
Turner
was a
and
fucking
Hooch.
Classic.
Yeah. Tom Hanks, baby.
Yeah, man.
We go full circle on this show.
Do we cry? Do we cry at the end when the dog gets shot?
Is that what happened? I don't know. I've never seen it. Way to spoil it. Thanks, Derek.
I'm not going to tell you if he lives or not.
Well, obviously, he's dead.
Why?
Because I say so.
The dog always dies saving the human.
Yeah.
But I don't know if in this case
he's like, I got to jump in front of the human. What kind of dog was he?
Like a big, fat... Like
I know he was a big
hound,
dog. He was a hound.
Looking thing.
And hound
like a saggy faced giant pit bull, like a mastiff, I guess, a bull mastiff.
If you had to choose between a little dog, like a chihuahua or a pit bull, what would you get?
Pit.
Yeah. What if the pit bull was like, you have to keep him muzzled? Mm. You were scared for your own life. You had to keep him muzzled.
Why would
all
I have
time.
A creature like that in my existence?
Yeah, because he saved your life by taking a bullet one time.
Oh, so then I have to. Get
so you owed him.
But what if it was like the best muzzle there was? Jewels all over it and fucking
right and look gangster.
It like would like put like aromatic dog food scents into the dog's nose, so he was like happy.
No, you what you had to do is you would have to put him in his own room to feed him, and you'd have to take it off, and then you would have to get those like rope things on a big long pole.
Oh, just to get it back on.
Just to get it back on because he's fucking buck wild. He's
oh,
like the rabies
shit,
dog,
shit.
But he saved your life.
What would a dog do? You know how like a dog savages you. What if it was a fucking animal, like a big pit bull that was just totally going to savage you, but it did have a muscle on? Would it just keep smashing its nose against you and get nowhere? Or would probably, it realize yeah. that it can't?
Jump on you and start, like, jumping up and down on you?
Yeah, but it's defenseless without its mouth.
Right.
Like, he would just be smashing his face all over you.
Yeah, maybe.
That would be funny to watch.
Yeah, we should try it with Winston.
Yeah.
See what happens.
So helpless, like, they don't have right. claws like a cat.
Right. Do your cats have claws?
Oh, yeah, crazy ones.
Yeah, they ever scratch you?
No.
No? They ever scratch your girlfriend?
No.
No? They don't fuck with them? You don't fuck with them?
They don't. I can do whatever I want to them. They're not going to bite not gonna the hand that feeds
you.
It.
Right. Even if you, like, scare them? You ever scare them? Like, creep up on them when they don't know?
Oh, yeah. Boom! All they have to do is it or something, and they fucking both jump, like, 2 feet in the air.
Yeah, and they won't scratch you? No. You ever do this to them?
Yeah, I do whatever I want.
Yeah, and they don't bite you?
No.
You ever feed them Cheetos?
They won't eat anything, but...
Try giving them a Cheeto.
One eat beef jerky, that's it.
See if one will eat a Cheeto puff.
They won't.
A Cheeto. Do it, I'm telling you. I bet you they eat it.
I've tried to give them eat everything.
Yeah, not a Cheeto. Not a puff Cheeto. All
right, we'll do puff Cheeto. Why, because of Chester?
No.
It's like a rule?
Yeah, right. No, my cats... Okay, when I was growing up... We were going through the couch cushions, and there was an old Cheeto we found there, probably like months and months old, okay? Like, disgusting. And my brother, like, threw it at me, and I was like, oh, that's gross. And then, like, 10 minutes later, all we hear is...
No way.
And we're like, what the fuck? And it's my cat eating that old Cheeto.
Well, I'll leave one out
then. Yeah. So, maybe all cats like Cheetos.
You know Chester's not real, right?
Right. But you know that his... jalapeno crunchy Cheetos are
delicious.
They're fucking delicious.
Yes.
They could be, if they made them puff version, I'd probably be the happiest person ever.
Why? I prefer that other.
You like the version. Crunchy ones?
Yeah, those puffs, man. Come on.
Yeah, because you're a big puff.
Yeah.
You're self-conscious.
Two puff things in one.
Like, people are going to think I'm a puff. Or poof, as the British people call them.
No, they're the tighter ones.
How come we don't have names for gays like that?
We do.
Yeah, but not cool names, like Poofs.
Yeah, I guess.
You fucking Poof.
Yeah.
They have all cool slang. Like, our slang's not funny or good.
No, some of them is pretty catchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should adopt their slang.
Yeah, people get mad. Like bullocks. You know, when you're talking
bullshit,
about balls.
Right?
No, like balls or something, isn't it? Oh.
What about
or
tea?
Like black people.
What do they say? What do they call him?
What? I don't know. The N-word. Anyways, everybody, take care. Blah, 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 blah. Meow.
All right, everybody, that is it for this episode of the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. As always, I would like to thank www.radunique.ca. Go there, check out the media work. If you need anything done, message me through the site, info@radunique.ca. If you play on Xbox One, you can play with D-Man, the Grinch 54. You can play with me, Chris Asteroid. Follow the show on Twitter @CarpoolingPod. Follow me on Twitter @Chris_Asteroid. If you're listening on iTunes, please subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and let the world know what you think about the show. Seriously, it would help out immensely. On behalf of D-Train and myself, Christopher Lloyd, thank you very much for listening to the Carpooling Podcast, guys. Take care. Bye.